Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapels are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The very words before our text today are Peter writing this: I will make every effort so that after my departure, and he means his death, you may be able at any time to recall these things. This has become one of my absolute favorite passages in the Bible because I love the passages where one part references the other. There are so many forces, and maybe only the pastors have to deal with this, but you know what I'm talking about, that urge us to consider every book separately as if they had nothing to do with one another and as if these authors had nothing in common. Also then, as if they did not have a single author, as Peter talks about today, the Holy Spirit. But here we see Peter, who knows just as much as John, and then, if you've read the Gospels, knows just as much as Matthew and Mark and Luke, because he also, of course, was there. And he gets to weigh in on the transfiguration that we know most of all from the Gospels and the accounts that are there. But even better than that, this is one of those places in the Bible where our apostles tell us why they're writing these things, and tell us, in fact, that they believe what they're writing is the Holy Scripture. Something that's assaulted by many people, as if everybody's just kind of bumbling along, writing all these letters, passing them around, and not thinking that they're going to amount to anything, as if we're kind of invading right now by reading Peter's mail. Far from it. He wants us to know. In fact, the apostles took the time to write these things down so that after their departures, the church would not be lost, the church would not forget their eyewitness testimony and their preaching, but would believe it. And it's in this very same passage where he has what I suppose we could dismiss as his idea for preserving the church. In this very same passage, he goes to the trouble to tell us that the Holy Spirit is the one who's doing this work, that the Holy Spirit is the one who is seeing that the words of the Scriptures are written down by his instruction, with his interpretation, no man's understanding, so that we can be sure and certain by the touchstone of God's word. This is something our church has fought for. This is something that other churches in the Lutheran Church in America have not always fought for. So I also enjoy that we're singing a song by Emmanuel Cronenwet, who turns out was a pastor in Butler, Pennsylvania, in the Lutheran Church in America, and yet has confessed very well the truth of the Scriptures. We were there, Peter says. We ourselves heard the Father declare, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And of course, as we'll hear tomorrow, it's a rough time for Peter, where he's again rebuked for his excitement that is misplaced. Of course, after those familiar words, the very same words that we hear at Jesus' baptism, the Father, from his majestic, glorious cloud, says one more thing. Shut up, Peter. Oh, not quite. Listen to Jesus. Stop your talking, but listen to Jesus. Stop your ideas, your mouth, and hear from Christ Jesus. Now, Peter didn't include that part in his epistle, although he had never had any objection to it being included in the Gospels. But actually, what Peter is doing is shifting that listen to him away from himself to us. This is his purpose, that we may have the words of God. So he is speaking and he is preaching and he is now writing to us, all so that he may make known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that this Jesus Christ may be yours also. So he doesn't, quote, listen to him, he preaches it. You, dear hearer, listen to him. Do this by listening to the even more sure thing than a great experience like he had there. Hear the prophetic word of God, to which you do well to pay attention, he says, as to a lamp that shines in a dark place. I once had a grand idea to plan out a big catechism program for my congregations, and I wanted it to last through Lent, kind of the traditional time of catechism, and even pass that into Easter so we wouldn't just go to church on Easter and get in the habit of not coming back. But I ended up pushing it back a little farther to start with those great three Sundays we're about to have. And then I decided we should go back even to Transfiguration, because I wanted to start here. I wanted to have the Word of God come first. That the truth of the Bible and its message is worth our listening to, and that when we are hearing the Scriptures, we would listen to Jesus and put our attention on him in everything. Because this is what the Scriptures are leading us to do. This is what the Holy Spirit, as Jesus himself says in John's Gospel, wants to lead us toward and give to us, everything that belongs to him. So wherever we hear the Holy Scripture, when we come here day in and day out, when we hear its message, we're not here to take a leisurely break, just to lend some of our thoughts, our light, to beautiful but obscure texts. No. Whenever you come here, whenever you hear the Scriptures read, when you sing them, when you hear them preached, you are being exposed to the light. That's what Peter's getting at here. These Scriptures are enlightening you. They're clarifying you. Because in listening to the prophetic and apostolic Scriptures, you're listening to none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. You are heeding the word that was given to Peter that day, now for you. That's first of all a big warning to me and our fellow preachers. What is our task? It is to do justice to the true light and to share something from it. Not from some other book that we've read, or from the life of a historical figure that we particularly like, or something that is clever that we came up with, or the thing that really annoyed me lately. No, we must teach, we must reprove, correct, and train in righteousness when we get up here. We must give something that is encouraging endurance for the saints. We must give comfort from the blessed Scriptures. We must do it not for those who are listening on the internet, sometimes accusing, sometimes excusing, but we do it for these people, for you who are here, and for your consciences. And hearers, this is what then you may expect, what you may test and protest if you're not hearing it, whenever you judge the things that you hear from the pulpit each day. Be certain that it may at times be an awkward experience to hear the word of God. Just look at Peter tomorrow at the Transfiguration. God's correction is like a light that shines into our dark places. But to what end? So that his eternal day might be given to us. That the Father's greatest treasure may be our every certainty. This beloved Son is given to protect and redeem and save and restore and enliven us. That means you do well to pay attention to the Holy Scriptures. That is how you and I listen to Jesus, God's Son. That's how we will be strengthened for our tasks each day and enlightened in every dark place and time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapels are written by LC Mess International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.